the world. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As Russia's forces retreat, Ukraine's military is keeping the pressure on. Its counteroffensive pressing deeper into occupied territory. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
A Ukrainian airborne assault trooper in Kharkiv saying the Russians were running like mice, abandoning vehicles and even comrades. Ukraine's border guard says the army has taken control of Vovchansk, a town just 2 miles from Russia, seized on the first day of the war. Russian troops are also pulling out of the southern city of Melitopol, heading toward Crimea. That's according to the city's pre-occupation mayor, a claim the AP has not been able to verify yet. Back in Kharkiv, this man tells Sky News he expects Russian airstrikes to continue, focused on cutting water, electricity, and creating chaos. But he says they'll survive, and in his words, Putin will soon croak. I'm Ben Thomas.
Bill Richardson, who has worked to secure the releases of WNBA star Brittany Griner and another jailed American, Paul Whelan, visited Moscow this week and held meetings with Russian leaders. That's according to a person familiar with the matter who spoke to the Associated Press Tuesday night. Richardson is a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations and frequent emissary in hostage negotiations. American officials have continued to press Russia to release Griner, who was sentenced last month to 9 years in prison in a drug possession case. In Whelan, a Michigan corporate security executive serving a 16-year sentence on espionage-related charges, the U.S. government regards both as wrongfully detained.